The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, October 12, 2009, in Presidential Release Number 377. We have issued a press release which says, the Reading Rights Coalition, which consists of 31 organizations dedicated to equal access to the printed word by people who are blind or who have other print disabilities, announced today that the Los Angeles Public Library System has agreed to suspend purchase of inaccessible e-books using the Adobe Digital Editions format. The library was informed by the Reading Rights Coalition that e-books cannot be accessed by Adobe Digital Editions. It is not possible to get the books to be read out loud using this technology. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said the Reading Rights Coalition commends the Los Angeles Public Library for its swift and decisive action upon learning of our concerns and for its commitment to ensuring access to books by all of its patrons. Companies like Adobe have adopted digital rights management schemes which do not allow the blind and other Americans with print disabilities to access their books, even though e-books are inherently accessible and should provide an unprecedented opportunity for print-disabled Americans to access the wealth of knowledge contained in books. We will continue to inform libraries, universities, and other entities of the inaccessibility of these materials and urge them to comply with accessibility standards and applicable laws by requiring that any e-books they purchase be accessible to those with print disabilities. We will no longer tolerate the gratuitous inaccessibility of e-books. We demand that Americans who cannot read print be treated like first-class citizens and be given access to all of the printed information to which other Americans have access. That is the quote that went on our information distributed by the Reading Rights Coalition. E-books are inherently accessible to the blind if the companies don't take steps to prevent us from getting at the information. And the library in Los Angeles said that it's not buying anymore unless the blind and other print disabled people who might want to borrow the books can use them as well as anybody else. Then we sent out another press release. We send a number of them. And in this one, we say the National Federation of the Blind today announced that applications are now being accepted for the 2010 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award Program. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind presents cash awards to individuals and organizations that have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of the blind into society on a basis of equality. Dr. Jacob Bolotin was a blind physician who lived and practiced in Chicago in the early 20th century. He was widely known and respected in Chicago and throughout the Midwest during his career, which spanned the period from 1912 until his untimely death at the age of 36 in 1924. So, if you want to make an application for the Bolotin Award, then you can send your application here to the National Center for the Blind. And then there was yet another press release that we have distributed. This one is about the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. The National Federation of the Blind, the nation's leading advocate for Braille, is pleased to announce that the United States Mint released today the limited edition Braille Education Set. The set will include a beautiful 2009 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar presented in a collectible folder designed to highlight the life and legacy of Louis Braille, as well as the importance of Braille in the lives of blind people all over the world. Congress authorized the minting in 2009 of 400,000 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollars to mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, who was born in 1809, and to support the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to promote literacy among blind Americans. This unique and beautiful commemorative coin is the first U.S. currency to feature tactile, readable Braille. So you can get your bicentennial coin by visiting the Mint's website, or you can get your coins here at the National Federation of the Blind. If you want the educational set, these are available only from the United States Mint. I have an announcement here which says 2010 NFB Bell Program, Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. Is your state looking for an exciting project that will help promote Braille literacy? Are there children in your state who do not receive enough Braille instruction? We have a project for you. After a successful pilot of the NFB Bell program in two states in 2009, the NFB Jernigan Institute is beginning work on the 2010 NFB Bell programs. The NFB Bell program is designed to provide 2 weeks of intense Braille instruction through fun, interactive activities to low vision students who generally do not receive Braille instruction due to their residual vision. Are you interested in learning more about this exciting new program and how to bring the NFB Bell program and all of the accompanying opportunities to blind children in your state? Please join the NFB Jernigan Institute's education team for one of the two informational conference calls. The calls will be held on October 21 and 22 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number for the calls is 800-264-8432, and the code is 714549. If you are unable to attend one of the information sessions or desire additional information in the interim, please contact Natalie Shaheen at 410-659-9314, extension 2293, or you can use email nshaheen, that's S-H-A-H-E-E-N, at nfb.org, at the NFB Jernigan Institute. It's nshaheen at nfb.org. So says Natalie Shaheen. Those who have been reading the Braille Monitor will notice we have an announcement in the Monitor. Some people receive the Monitor in Braille, and some people receive it in print, and some people receive it on cassette. It is also available by the internet. You can get a text version of it, or you can get a recorded version of it on the internet, or you can get it emailed to you. If you want to continue to receive the Braille Monitor in print, in Braille, or on cassette, you must say so. The announcement in the Monitor says that At the end of the year, those who have not indicated that they wish to continue to receive the monitor will no longer be getting it. So you must say that you want it. You can write here to the National Center for the Blind to Marcia Dyer, who keeps the list, or you can call in to Marcia Dyer and tell her, or of course you can write to me if you want to. But you've got to say that you want to continue to receive the monitor. And if you send a letter saying you want it or if you call, please be sure to specify the type of monitor that you want, Braille, print, or cassette, or you can get it by email or from the web. You have all of those ways to get the monitor. While we're on the subject of that, the presidential release is coming on cassette to people. I have found that a number of people are getting the cassettes, but many of the people who get the cassettes now download the presidential release from our website. Consequently, a lot of you who are getting cassettes no longer need them, and some of you no longer want them. The tape recorder is coming to be a thing of the past, they tell me. So if you don't want your presidential release, please say so. We are cleaning up the presidential release list. You can get it each month on the web, so you don't need to get it on cassette if you don't want it on cassette, if it is in the way and troubling and such like what. I have an announcement here from the Writers Division of the National Federation of the Blind, which says the 2010 Youth and Adult Writing Contest, Writers Division of the National Federation of the Blind. Contact Robert Leslie Newman. His email is 2010-contest@nfb-writers-division.org. The annual Youth and Adults Writing Contest, sponsored by the Writers Division of the NFB 2010, are open January 1 to April 1. Adult contests, poetry, and fiction are open to all entrants 18 years and over. Youth, poetry, and fiction entries will be divided into three categories, first through sixth grades, seventh and eighth grades, and ninth through 12th grades. Prizes for contest winners range up to $100 for adult categories and up to $25 for youth categories. All contest winners will be announced at the Writers Division business meeting during the NFB National Convention to be held in Dallas, Texas, the first week of July 2010. In addition to being announced during the business meeting, the winners will appear on the Writers Division website, www.nfb-writers-division.org, shortly after convention adjournment. First, second, and third place winners in each category will appear in the summer and fall issues of the Writers Division magazine, Slate, and Style. For additional contest details and submission guidelines, go to the Writers Division website, www.nfb-writers-division.org, says Robert Leslie Newman. Joe Ruffalo has sent the following announcement. Please tune in to a very special edition of the Through Our Eyes with Joe Ruffalo Internet Radio program. Scheduled for Wednesday, November 18 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The evening's guest will be National Federation of the Blind's President, Mark Maurer. To listen to the program by telephone, please call 1-605-475-6333, access code 833520. To access the show online, visit www.throuereyes.org/ jaws.html. The call-in number for anyone interested in asking a question is 1-888-572-0141. The theme for this program is Ask the President. If you have a question, please call. We are in the convention season. I have been to some conventions and will be going to some more. In the meantime, tomorrow, Mrs. Maurer, Patricia Maurer, and I go to Australia. I'm giving a speech at Queensland University, and also will be participating in the Convention of Blind Citizens Australia, which is the blindness organization in that country. David Blythe is its president. He was president of the World Blind Union, and he is a good guy. So it will be good to see the Australians, and I will talk with them about some international work that I think we ought to be able to do together. I am coming back from Australia on Sunday, and that means, of course, that it will be a very brief trip. It's a sort of a long trip for such a brief stay, but I will get some work done there while we have a chance to meet with our buddies over there on the south side, or the underside, as some people would say, of the world. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some submissions here from Milt and Joe Taylor of Utah. What do you get when you cross a washing machine with a wolf? You get a wash and wear wolf. What's the difference between the son of the Wicked Witch of the West and the son of Lassie? The son of the Wicked Witch of the West is a son of a witch, and the son of Lassie is a son of a famous dog.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.